Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. Greetings, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Year 2020 is almost over. Are you ready to shout? Yes, this is so great, right? So we cannot wait for this year to be ended. And we look forward to have to start this new year, 2021. However, nobody knows what's going to happen in 2021. So now this is the human perspective. We are so excited about this year is about to end. However, we do not know what we should expect for next years to come. However, in God's perspective, nothing surprises him. And he is faithful. He's been always gracious. He's been always powerful. So we can always put our trust and hope in him. Last week, I shared about three things, unexpected, unwanted, and unprecedented. When Jesus was born between Mary and Joseph, he was unexpected, unwanted, because he was the birth before marriage. However, the angel told Mary and Joseph that this baby is not a normal baby. This baby is Savior. This baby is Emmanuel. This baby is Jesus Christ who saves us from sin. And this baby is Jesus, Emmanuel, who is going to be with us forever. Exodus chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. It says that I am who I am will be with you. This is God's promise to Moses, but not only to Moses, but for all of us. And he fulfilled that promise in Jesus Christ because he is I am who I am who saves us from sin and death. But also he is, I will be with you, the present God who is with us forever, Emmanuel God. So what a wonderful news that we have, even in the midst of unexpected, unwanted situation. We have that unprecedented blessing, which is Jesus Christ himself, God himself. So even though this year, 2020, has been unexpected, unwanted year, however, we always have this unprecedented blessing. Jesus Christ, who has gone through this pandemic with us and who is going to be with us forever in the next years to come. So let's celebrate that. Let's give thanks to the Lord and let's praise him for his glory, for his promise, and for his faithfulness that he fulfilled. So today, I want us to look at the passage from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Now, that is a very famous passage about the spiritual warfare. Now, what are we talking about the warfare, right? We're almost finishing this warfare with the coronavirus. Then are we going to have another warfare? Now, let me tell you, we have actually more serious warfare and more brutal warfare, which is spiritual warfare. Now, are we going to have a spiritual warfare in 2021? Of course, yes, we will. How about now? We are in spiritual warfare already. So this is not an option, and this is not something I want. I'm scaring you, but this is a fact. This is just the reality. Now the question is, how should we face it? How should we respond? And more importantly, how can we be victorious in this spiritual warfare? So that is the message that I want to talk with you, share with you. So let's read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17 together. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Into this passage, we're going to look at three things. The first one is, be strong in the Lord. The second one is, be aware your enemy. And third one is, be armed with the armor, the full armor of God. So the first one is, be strong. Second one, be aware. And third one, be armed. So let's go one by one. The first one is be strong. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11 again. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. What does it say? Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Everyone wants to be strong, so there's no question about it. Especially as we go through this pandemic, we want to be stronger than pandemic. We want to be stronger than coronavirus. And scientists and the people all around the world are celebrating for this new vaccine to defeat coronavirus. So I'm so happy about that. However, we never know when the newer virus, maybe stronger virus, may come. And then the whole world will be in this sad mode again. And I'm tired of it. And I hope that would not be the case. However, we are weak, right? So people try to be strong. People try to be strong in their own position, like money. Or people try to be strong in their knowledge through education. And people try to be strong through their reputation when a lot of people are following them, and when they are respected among all the other people, they feel superior, they feel stronger. And that's how people try to feel strong. And that's how people think that they can be strong, even through physical exercise. So when they gain more muscles, they feel healthier and they'll feel very strong, so that they plan out for 2021 to be stronger through physical exercise, through earning more money, and through studies, and through all of these things. However, I'm not saying those are bad things, but they are not ultimate strength. The ultimate strength comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, God Himself. Because His power is the ultimate power. His power is the true power. And this power is the resurrection power. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 21, it clearly says, the strength of God, the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. And that is the power Paul is talking about in today's passage in chapter 6. Now, think about this. Vaccine is definitely a power to cure the coronavirus. But the vaccine itself does not raise the dead, right? No matter what power you have, none of them can raise you from dead. Can money raise you from the dead? No. Can reputation raise you from the dead? No. Can PhD raise you from the dead? No. Can any of those things make you live forever? No, none of them. But only the power of God raises you from the dead, because that power already raised Jesus from the dead. So we need to be strong in that power. We need to be strong in the Lord who raised Jesus from the dead. So be strong. Yes, we want to be strong. But in where? That is most important. We need to be strong in where? In the Lord who raised Jesus. Now, let's go to the next one, which is be aware. Now, we need to know what enemy we need to fight against. So let's look at verses 12 through 13. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. So the second one is, be aware of your enemy. The first one, be strong in the Lord. But you also need to know what enemy you are fighting against. Let's say you have all the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. But if you use that power against the person, against your neighbor, or against your parents or children, your friends, former friends, ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, no, that is not good, right? We need to know what our enemy truly is. Now, what does that say? In verse 12, it says, your enemy is not the flesh and blood, meaning human. Your enemy is not human being. Your enemy, your boss who fired you is not your enemy. Your friend who deserted you, who betrayed you, are not your enemy. Your parents who disowned you are not your enemy. They are flesh and blood. The Bible clearly says our struggle, our fight is not against those people. What does it say? But against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness. Now, when you say rulers, this does not mean the rulers in the world, in the government, like your president or your government. Let's say you voted for another party and then the opposite party won the election. So you automatically you say, oh, the president or the government, they are my enemies from now on. No, that is not what the scripture says. The scripture clearly says rulers against the powers, world forces of this, what? Darkness against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is the real enemy. The Bible clearly says our enemy is not something that you see with your eyes, but it's an unseen world, which is more realistic, more powerful in the heavenly places. That is why the spiritual warfare is more serious and more dangerous, more fatal, because people do not know. People don't see it. They think they are fine. However, they are not fine. We are not fine. We are in the very spiritual, very brutal spiritual warfare that's happening even when we are sleeping. So we have to be very careful to identify what enemy we really have. So do not waste your time in fighting against your fleshly enemies, like your friends and relatives. Do not waste your time in that. But focus on this spiritual warfare that you are fighting against something that you cannot see. The devil, Satan, who is sneaky, who is the father of lie, is fighting against you. So we have to be very, we need to know about it, but not just to know about it, but we should be armed with the full armor of God. In just a few minutes, we're going to get in there. So be aware your enemy. A lot of people have fighting against the coronavirus. And a lot of people, especially in the United States, we have been going through all this polarization that between two parties and between the different ideologies and ideas, and social media created this polarization even more. So the people are fighting against one another. And even among Christians, you know, when they have a different point of view and theological views, and you know, they spend a lot of time in fighting against each other because of all of those things. And they look at each other with an angry face, and they leave hate comments in their Facebook and YouTube channel, which is, I think, very wasting time. Again, our enemy is not what you see. Our enemy is what you do not see. So let's go to the next point, which is we need to be armed with the full armor of God to be strong and to fight this battle, to fight against this real enemy. Okay, so let's read from verses 14 through 17. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay, in this passage we see the six armors, and we need to have all these six armors, full armor of God to defeat the enemy. What is the first one? It is the belt of truth. Now, the truth is the foundation of all things. You need to start with the truth. Otherwise, you will be in shame. If you don't have a belt, you'll be naked. You'll be in a total shame. So put yourself with the truth of God first. And the second one is breastplate of righteousness. Now, how can you have this breastplate of righteousness? By repenting, turn away from your sin, by receiving the righteousness of Jesus Christ, by putting your faith in Him. Without this righteousness, the Satan will accuse you But when you have the righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, God will see you right because of Jesus' righteousness over you. So very, very significant. And then the third one is what the shoes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, you need to bring the gospel. You need to share the gospel. Now, what is the next one? Fourth one is the shield of faith. Now, without this faith, you cannot truly defend yourself. In 2020, it's a very difficult time, and a lot of people lost their faith because their faith is not strong. However, when you have a strong faith, even if all these troubles and problems happen, their faith even grows stronger. Now, so that is why the faith is so important to defend yourself. So I want to pray that in 2021 and years to come, your faith would grow stronger so you can defend yourself from the evil scheme. Now, what is the next one? It is the helmet of salvation. A lot of theologians said it is the assurance of salvation. When you are saved by God's grace, you did not earn the salvation, but the salvation was given to you as the gift of God. And when God saved you, He protects you. That's what we see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 5. And also we see the Romans chapter 8, verse 30 and 39. And God protects you, right? In John 6, 44, also it talks about God is bringing you. And in chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus Christ is holding you. Nobody can snatch you out of His hand. So you are secured in God, in Christ Jesus. That is the helmet of salvation. But if you are not saved, you need to believe in Jesus Christ today. You need to come to Jesus. You need to turn away from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ by God's grace that He will save you, and He will empower you with the Holy, He will fill you with the Holy Spirit, and He will never lose you. So that is the helmet of salvation. And lastly, the sword of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the sword of the Holy Spirit? It says it is the Word of God. Now, when you look at all these six armors of God, you can see the relationship, right? The belt of truth and the shoes of gospel and the sword of the Holy Spirit. They're all related to the truth, the Word of God, the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith, and also a breastplate of righteousness, faith, and salvation. That is, they are given by God. So the Word of God and the salvation, all this, the gift from God, are all in the full armor of God that you can defend yourself from the evil things that can attack. Also, you can defeat, you can offend, you can attack the evil one as well. Now, today, I want to point out about this, about the Word of God, the sword of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the Bible. And the next year in 2021, my prayer, my goal is this, to increase my time in reading, meditating, and memorizing the Word of God in my prayer so that I can fight this battle with His power, with His sword. Let's imagine that you have a sword, but if your sword is very small, you can fight about this much. But if your sword is long and powerful, you can fight the battle with His sword really powerfully. So I want to increase in my knowledge, intake of God's Word even more than before, than in 2020, so that I can fight the battle. So I want to encourage you to join this. And today I want to share a short video. It's called the 365 Empowerment. Now, what is it? And in video you will know, but it is really to discipline yourself with the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the sword of the Holy Spirit. And without that sword, we cannot truly fight. So I want to challenge you to not only to read the Bible, but also to memorize Scripture, memorize the Word of God. Put the Word of God inside of your heart, because in Psalm 119 verse 11 says, I put your word in my heart so that I would not sin. In Deuteronomy 6 and 7, it says, put God's word in your heart and teach it to your next generation, wherever they are. So we need to take this seriously, and we need to put this sword of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. So let's watch this video together. Hello, welcome to 21st Century Moses Channel. My name is Sammy Zhu. I'm so excited to introduce you to the next exciting project. As we finish the 70-day journey to the Bible, we're going to go deeper into God's Word through 365 Empowerment Project. What is this 365 Empowerment? It is spiritual empowerment through daily discipline for godliness. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." So what are we going to do? In this video, we're to go through one verse per day, every day. We're going to study 365 verses from the Bible. What are these 365 verses? They are key verses to memorize in the Bible. There will be three parts. The first part is 119 verses on people of the book, containing the basic foundational verses from the Bible describing who is God and what is the church. Next, we're going to move into another 119 verses on the servants of God. This section will help us to know what it means to become a servant of God and what we do as His servants. Lastly, we'll go through 127 verses on walking with God. This is about how we can have an intimate relationship with God and what it means to our life. The books you see below contain all these 365 verses. These books were written between 2019 and 2020, and I wrote them inspired by my father, who memorized more than 3,000 verses. Through memorization, I saw how these verses were stored in his heart and how they gradually and profoundly influenced the way he lived his daily life. I was amazed at how important memorizing God's Word influenced our daily life and how much it helped my father and myself grow. Surprisingly, I never found such books to help me memorize Bible verses. I knew I had to create something to help others with the challenging task of memorizing verses. I really hope these three books will help you with your journey to keep God's Word in your heart. So please, if you have any interest at all, I have included a link below for all three ebooks in the description section. This is for you to download as a thank you for being here today, for watching this video, and to help you with your journey with Jesus. Now, how does that all work? We're going to take about 5 to 7 minutes each day in the morning, starting from January 1st at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to post the videos, and in those videos, you will see three things. First, exposition. It is to know what the verse means. The second one is application. It is to know how this verse can be applied in our life. Lastly, memorization. We'll learn to memorize this verse each day, and every seventh day, we'll review memorized verses for the week. Also, in each video, I'll put a link to 70 Days Journey daily portion, so you can also read 17 chapters a day. In doing so, you can read the entire Bible 5 times this year, as well as memorizing 365 verses. Plus, if you spend 1 hour each day praying, your spiritual muscle will grow exponentially. Altogether, it will take 2.4 hours a day. Yes, it is 10% of a day. Won't you give 10% of your time to spend quality time with the Lord in 2021? This will be a very exciting and empowering journey, and I want to invite you to be a part of it. Looking forward to seeing you on January 1st, 7 a.m. This will definitely help you to grow your spiritual muscle so that you will be able to fight this battle with His power, with His sword, the Word of God. So that is my prayer for you, and that is my encouragement for you. And it's also for me as well that we can all grow together in His Word to fight this battle in His power for His glory. So let's do this together for His name. So again, be strong in the Lord and be aware of your enemy. and be armed with the full armor of God in 2021. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for your glory, for your mercy. Father, we pray that in 2021, we will be strong in you and we will be aware of our enemies. And we will be able to fight the battle by being fully armed with your full armor of God. So Father, please help us and guide us and lead us. And also, please help us to share this message with others so that they will be able to fight this battle in your power. So Father, we will have more stories of victories and we'll defeat the enemy because you already conquered the enemy in the, through the cross and through the empty tomb. So Father, we have full assurance and full confidence in you. So Father, please help us and lead us to fight this battle and win this battle for your kingdom, Lord. Father, we thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I prayed. Amen.